Alex, that was a great, great presentation you just gave us here at Tech for Africa. We're talking to Alex Hunter, who was talking about building your brand online and just talking about brands in general. And you made so many interesting analogies, and you showed us some of the older ways that, you know, the branding used to be done, and it's just changed so tremendously to where we are today in the digital age.
That's true. Thank you for that feedback. I appreciate it. It really has, and I think it's accelerated over the last 5 years. I mean, the social web, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all of those platforms have given, they've given brands new avenues to market into, but more importantly, far more importantly, they've given consumers this voice, this powerful platform with which to interact with the brands they love or hate, but just as importantly, with their fellow consumers. So now we've got the ability to kind of discuss product and price and brand and ethics and all of these things in a near real-time environment that we now take for granted, which influences not only our purchasing decisions but our brand loyalty decisions and our pure loyalty decisions as well. It's very exciting.
What are the rules of building a brand online? You mentioned some very interesting ones, but I just want to run through those rules of, you know, what to do, what not to do, building a brand online, because it can become a very destructive process as well if not done properly.
You're absolutely right, and I think the biggest mistake a lot of established brands make is that my social media strategy will be my marketing strategy, and I think that that's an absolutely huge mistake. So the social web is about augmenting what we already do. So the amazing work that we do in TV and radio and out of home and things like that, we use social media as just another platform with which to propagate our message and allow our the unique thing is we can start to have this conversation with our users. I think a couple of mistakes that big brands tend to make is if they're late to the game, they overestimate the reach that they need to have, so they go into every platform, every social network, every message board that has anything to do with their industry, but they don't resource it enough, which means so they start the conversation with the user and then don't have enough manpower to sustain those conversations. So it's like they get halfway through the conversation and then turn around and walk away, which is going to infuriate and upset, rightly so, any customer. So it's more a question of find out where people are talking about you. And they are, whether we like it or not. People are discussing brands at this very second. Find out where they're talking about you. Listen for a while. Gauge the tone. Gauge the vibe. Understand what people are saying. And then engage. Engage with those already active users. And then you'll have a much better, more manageable response.
Would you say that, you look at the companies that are online at the moment that are on Facebook and on Twitter, we're talking about the big social networking platforms. Is it a platform where companies have got to be? Because some companies are looking at it and they've stepped a few steps back and they're saying, hey, we're not going to engage in that way.
Yeah.
Are they making a big mistake by not doing so?
I don't think necessarily. I don't think having a Facebook strategy is an absolute imperative, need for every company. For most companies, yes. The thing to bear in mind is if you're an even remotely popular brand, even if you have 3 or 4 passionate users, if you don't fill that space on Facebook, they will.
Yes, yes.
They'll create a fan page, which is a wonderful feeling when they do. But then, it's almost an invitation really for you or a request for you to get involved. And that information coming from the horse's mouth, i.e. the brand, onto that Facebook page, it may be a little bit more relevant than, third-hand information that may come from a user. So I don't think it's a question of if for a lot of brands or most brands. It's just a question of when.
But you're also saying as well, which is so important, and you highlighted this, is just engage with the people who use your brand. And engage with them and learn from what they've got to say about your brand.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ultimate feedback mechanism. The users have taken the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, as best examples, and turned them into customer service channels, whether we as brands were ready for them to do that or not. They feed back to us and about us, about our products. And it's a valuable resource. I mean, we can get a vibe of what people are thinking about us at any given moment in time, and we can also understand problems that we may not have uncovered ourselves. And also, we may get ideas thrown to us that we never would have considered within the confines of our HQ, which I think is a beautiful thing.
Biggest mistakes companies make when they get onto platforms like Facebook and Twitter. What are the biggest mistakes that they make that you see over and over being committed?